This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable Chris Jacobs, representing the 27th Congressional District of the state of New York, serves on the Budget Committee and also the House Ag Committee. Great to see you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, let's tell people about the 27th District for those who might not have ever visited the 27th District. What will we find?
The 27th District is western New York State, so we run along the Canadian border, a lot of it. It is the outskirts. The bigger urban areas would be the outskirts of Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and then Rochester. So it spans part of eight counties in that area. Erie County is the biggest population center, which is where Buffalo is, where I reside. And big agriculture district. It's one of the biggest in the state for sure. I think second biggest dairy. So agriculture is a major economic force, major legacy of the kind of the culture of the district. So I've only been in less than a year. I got in, I was sworn in, it'll be a year next week, I believe, June 23rd last year. It came in a special election and then was reelected again in November. One of the first things I did when I came down here and met with Leader McCarthy was make the case that I really needed to be on the Agriculture Committee because of how significant it was for the district. And my ability to be in a position where I could learn a lot more and advocate for the district in a good place to advocate. So it has been very, very beneficial to me, and I hope long-term inures to the district that I'm in a place where I'm able to make policy that really makes a difference. And certainly a farm bill is not too far away, so we're at the beginning stages of that and want to make sure there's good policy in that so we can assure that agriculture thrives in the decades to come in our area.
And again, as you listed out some of those priorities of what you like to see, that really works hand in hand with your work in the budget as well, doesn't it?
Certainly, yes. Responsible budgeting is very important, and we need to do more of that. And as we're coming out of the COVID crisis, we need to, again, be cognizant of our expenditures. We need to target expenditures where needed to get the economy fully back. But we can't use COVID as an excuse to pass a laundry list of other initiatives that have nothing to do with COVID or infrastructure and call everything under the sun infrastructure. We've spent a lot of money over the last year because of the COVID pandemic. Most of it was needed. Some of it was not. But as we move forward now, we have to be fiscally cognizant of impact and not saddling future generations with unreasonable debt. And that's something I'm certainly going to be cognizant of and vocal about moving forward in the budget process and as we do appropriations bills.
You mentioned COVID, and sometimes we forget how that might have affected some of our rural communities. Are you focused on that at this point?
COVID definitely has impacted every walk of our society, and certainly our rural communities impacted maybe in some different ways because of the nature of the rural communities. Certainly one thing it highlighted is something I've been talking about since I ran for the seat was rural broadband internet. That is something that is desperately needed in a lot of my areas, more high quality, reliable internet. And that became more, that need became more pronounced during COVID, whether it was telehealth, the utilization of telehealth, which I think is going to be something that stays moving forward. So the need for reliable internet for that, and also the remote learning, which we all hope we go back to the classroom, but it will be utilized, whether if it's after school programming or homework assistance and so forth. It's just a utility now like any other, and we all need to have reliable, dependable internet. And also, I think one of the opportunities we have is what I've seen being in New York State. We saw a lot of people come home maybe from New York City during COVID and realize that they could remote work and then periodically maybe travel to the big city on a quarterly basis or something. I want to make sure that I think there's a lot of people who say, hey, you know, it's pretty great out here. We like the quality of life. It's great for the family. Maybe we can have the best of both worlds and enjoy this and keep the employment that maybe is headquartered somewhere else. So having high-speed internet, reliable internet, is critically important for the revitalization of our areas and our economic future moving forward. So that is an initiative that initiative that I've been focused on that spans probably every area throughout the eight counties I represent.
You also mentioned the importance of dairy. Mm-hmm. Dairy industry has really faced some challenges over the last few years. What are you watching there?
Dairy is. It's a huge sector in my district, and it's been challenging. The marketplace is always challenging with dairy. I'm focused on one is labor, a huge issue. Labor is a huge issue right now for everyone because I think one of the flaws in the most recent COVID relief package was extending those enhanced unemployment benefits that combined with a lot of the other disincentives to work has caused a lot of people to sit on the sidelines and not get back in the workplace. But regarding dairy in particular is the need for a reform of the H-2A visa program, which is the migrant worker program. It was developed as a seasonal migrant worker, so it has worked well for a lot of agriculture, but not dairy and not some others that are non-seasonal in nature. So I co-sponsored a piece of legislation in a House that did pass, bipartisan, which would reformed H-2A to make it workable for non-seasonal agriculture. And I'm very hopeful that it would get some legs and make it through the Senate. I think it would be a great opportunity for a bipartisan win on a specific area of immigration. That is a huge issue. I think that the other would be, President Trump negotiated a great deal with Canada, the replacement to NAFTA. There was a lot of reform in terms of bringing down tariffs in Canada on dairy to make us be able to engage in that marketplace up there. Unfortunately, the Canadians have not adhered to that at this point in time. So we're working on a bipartisan basis as well with the administration to make sure that those agreements are adhered to. I think that's a great new market for dairy in our area, again, with our close proximity. Certainly, we need to get the Canadian border open. That's another issue I've been very focused on, which is very important to the region.
So much going on, but always glad that you've got the time to stop by here. Will you come back and see us?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Again, it's the Honorable Chris Jacobs representing the 27th Congressional District of New York on today's Agribusiness Report.